Hey guys, welcome to the podcast. Tuesday morning, how are we?
Hello.
Good. Feeling great.
What G'day. Fun we've had this morning. We've just discovered Jade has a Star Now profile.
I do.
Now, I had no idea what this was till just now.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Tell us what it is.
So basically, it's Star Now's a talent directory. So if people are looking for models, actors, dancers, you know, stage and lighting crew, whatever, they can go there and look it up. It's essentially a what is it when you sign up? Like an agency.
Yeah.
It's like a talent agency.
Yeah, right. Okay.
Online. And then you can also, if you're looking to hire those sort of people,
yep.
like actors or whatever, then there's people like me who may be an actor that can go and apply for the jobs, and you have like a full profile on there and you go to auditions and
so
blah,
have
blah,
you
blah.
Ever gotten paid work from it?
No. Actually, I was almost on a cooking show where I was only going to host. So because we know my cooking abilities are low, I wouldn't have to cook. It was just to host, you know, and create conversation between like the chefs and blah, blah, blah.
So is your Star Now profile open?
It's not on public because
I
turned it off.
Let Crevo and no. Let's go. Jade, be a good sport.
I don't want, what are you going to do?
We're not making fun of you.
You are.
We're not. Just pass it over and let Crevo
I can read it. I can read it for you.
I feel
you.
Like you're going to leave some bits
yeah.
out
I'm not.
Juicy.
Okay, physical attributes, okay? My height, 154 centimeters.
We don't
centimeters.
Care about that. What how are you selling yourself?
Well, I haven't actually. Okay, so there's a picture of me.
Okay,
two
yes.
photos, same outfit, different poses.
Oh, they're a few years old, it seems.
No,
how old are they?
2016.
Oh,
2016.
Nearly 5 years ago.
Yeah,
that's all right. That's acceptable.
And then,
that is.
And then my credits and experience in 2016, I went to the Australian Television, Film and Radio School, also known as AFTERS. And I did their introduction to TV presenting.
How'd that go?
Really good, actually.
Yeah.
My acting,
eye color green.
Yeah, eye color green. Skin color white. Hair type straight. I've put on a few extra kgs now. I'm no longer 56.
Well, you'd be 57 or 58 now. Hey, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Or around swapped that. Around.
What else is there? Acting experience as an extra. I was actually an extra on a Kit Kat commercial.
Really?
There we
yeah.
go.
Yeah.
Excellent.
So did
that. Did you
that.
Put that in there?
I just had extra.
Get paid for the Kit Kat commercial?
Well, I got ripped off by my talent agent. That was meant to get paid, but I never saw any money.
So you went and did it for free?
Yeah. You know, I was 18.
Did you even get a Kit Kat or anything?
No. I actually almost got paid work through my talent agent, but I didn't have a manual license at the time.
On the cusp.
And they wanted me to feature as a girl for like a Toyota commercial driving their four-wheel drive on the beach.
But you needed a manual
license. Yeah, so I missed out on work.
Modeling.
Modeling, beginner, starting out, dancing, abilities, beginner.
I'm just a beginner. I'm just a beginner model.
I didn't want to oversell.
I think you've undersold yourself.
Yeah, true. I could probably go amateur. dance styles are a jazz and tap. And that's about it. Presenting, I
accents.
Speak Australian.
Well, that's it.
Yeah.
You can't do other accents.
Well, I can do American and
Give
English.
Give us your best American accent.
Well, perform
even.
As Bugsy Blousy and Bugsy Malone.
Big shout out to all of our American listeners.
Yeah. So, and forgive me if
Please
I
don't take
if I do this wrong. I can't remember a line from the show. Let's just say okay.
Hello, my name is Jade Leader.
What about a Forrest Gump line?
I'm Blousy Brown. I'm here for the audition.
Yeah.
That's not bad.
6 out of 10.
Well, I need a longer sentence. My name's Blousy Brown. I grew up in New York City. My mama says that I should have pickles with every meal, but I really just don't like the things very much. And I think I should really be given this opportunity because I'm a great performer.
Oh, you slipped a little bit.
I slipped a little. But I was on the spot trying to figure out what to say.
Under the accents banner, can only recite words from the play that I was in. No other sentences.
Funny. Yeah.
What a Southern belle you are,
and
darling.
And I did Flounder. I was Flounder in the musical. you know, Mama. The Little Mermaid. Oh. No, that's Beauty and the Beast. Oh,
this that's is... the one that Jade's never played and wants to.
Yeah. What's it? Okay, there was Ursula. I think it was.
Is that the only thing you have to say?
Oh, I can't remember.
Play?
No, I said other things.
You do like very minor roles.
But
and
Ariel,
then...
where are you, Ariel? Oh, Ursula, Ariel, and then you ran off. Broke character there too a bit, but anyway.
You got very like minimal lines, and then you talk about it a lot.
Yeah. No, like, fuck off.
Small roles in plays.
I did Liesl. Blousey Brown was the lead role, and I did Liesl from The Sound of Music. Not long ago, that was a 2015 production.
Or like you're a regular Cameron Diaz.
Do you know? I swear, you are literally Jenna Maroney from 30 Rock. No, you really are. I've said it before, and I'll say it again.
Yeah, okay.
You fit the mold so well. You're blonde. You like musical theatre.
Yeah.
You're a sellout sometimes.
She's the you know, I'll take that. You know, I know I can
it's
sometimes
funny.
Be a bit dramatic.
She's
and...
my favourite character.
Oh, good.
Dirty Rock.
Yeah, sweet.
There's an episode where she plays. She plays a character in this midday movie called The Rural Juror.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to find a grab here. Here we go.
Provide feedback if business
yeah,
is
piss
need,
off,
COVID
ad.
Safety support.
Oh, yeah. It's a COVID ad. COVID right, ad. We need right. to do that.
Hey, I got to miss an hour of rehearsal today because I just found out from my publicist I've been booked on The View.
Oh, Jenna, that's great. For the first time in your life, you'll be in a room full of women and you'll be the least crazy one.
I know. Oh, you know a clip? You should show MTV Darfur. You and Tracy were really funny in that. Oh, this isn't for TGS. It's for my movie. The Rur Juror has a limited release next week. Oh, congratulations. I didn't know they had a release date for the Rur... for that movie. Oh, sorry. Gotta take this. Hello?
You still don't know what the title is?
No, no one does.
Anyway, she goes on there. Wrong grab. But she goes on there.
Yeah, brilliant.
Yeah.
The rural juror.
The rural juror.
I'll get rid of that.
No, why? No, no. Keep it. Keep it doesn't matter. I like it. But yeah, no, so who knows? I'd love to be on a TV presenter. I'd like us to do our own show together. The three of us. Like a spin-off of our show, but in TV, like, and put it on YouTube.
Really?
Yeah.
What are you thinking?
What,
are
like,
you still working it out?
No, I don't know. I just think, like, we could talk more like, celebrity-based content. Like, what we think Jennifer Aniston's getting up to on her days off. Like, do we like what she wore with Brad? Like, her first encounter with Brad at the Golden Globes.
No.
Fascinating.
Is it?
Yes.
Show, doll.
No, it's like our very own, you know, Whitney Houston show. What's that? Wendy Williams lady.
Whitney Houston.
I know she's dead. But see, great. Like, it'd just be like this, but on TV form.
Yeah, look, well, how about you just listen to the show?
Well, yeah, that's
too. Another option.
You know, there's always another option. But I love spending time with you guys. So aww. The more.
As if you're willing to put in the work to do this twice a day.
I would if.
You were paid a lot of money.
No, we will get paid a lot of money down the track. It's like it's Struggle Street in, you know, as a performer for the first 20 years of your life and then you peak.
Star now. If you want to hire Jade as
please
an extra,
hire me.
She's got very limited experience.
And no ratings or anything.
A lot of accounts, almost.
But I'm always on time.
And her account's on private. So I don't know how you get in touch.
Always on time.
I am always on time. I'm extremely reliable.
There you
coming
go.
Coming from an air hostess.
Yeah. Never late to work.
Never.
Never. Righto. Enjoy the podcast.
Well, she's not happy.
Enjoy my adoring fans.
They are. Bye.
The moment has arrived. Across Newcastle.
Across Newcastle.
Relax. Open your mind. All right. Let's get started.
Come on.
Another day is kicking off.
You guys feel that?
Hell yeah.
And the Novos are about to throw open the mics.
Go! Let's go.
And get things started.
Are you ready?
Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
The Novos.
Good morning, guys. How are we?
Good morning.
Doing great.
Crevo.
Yeah. Crevo.
Yeah.
You're really annoying me this morning.
Yeah, am I?
Just a little bit.
Good.
Because everything that I say, you have like a smart aleck remark to.
Just I'm like feeling the jazzed up juice. And wound up
just,
this morning.
Just like the orange juice, right? Jade and I got OJ from Macca's on the way to
the
work.
One in, you know the, like, it's the one that comes out of dry. A tap?
The Post-Mix
orange juice.
Anyway.
I mean, come on.
My OJ tasted like a glass of water with two drops of orange juice in it. It was so bad. And then Crevo goes, oh, well, that's what Macca's orange juice tastes like. No, it doesn't.
Post-Mix orange juice? What
no,
are you expecting?
It doesn't.
The only time you should be having Post-Mix orange juice is with vodka at a bar.
There it is again. He's on fire today, isn't he?
What a snob.
Millionaire Mark.
Look, I've had it before, no doubt about it. One day I was desperate, but, you know, it's
better. Macca's OJ.
Your Post-Mix.
I love Post-Mix.
Freshly squeezed from an organic garden for Crevo. Only the best.
Not even about that.
That's, you know what, the organic stuff never tastes as good because there's no sugar
How's
in it.
How's your orange juice, Jade? Is it good?
Mine's delicious.
Yeah, that'll be right.
Do you think there's a difference? I guarantee you there's not.
So, what are you saying about me now? Look at you insulting us this morning.
Yeah, I'm not insulting you.
Pow.
Millionaire Mark sweater.
Flies, this was $9 from Lowe's.
Your fly's undone.
Is it? Thanks.
It is.
Well, thank you, Jade. It's two. Look at that.
Oh, we're all friends here.
Yeah.
Good night, guys. Jade, how'd your spider bite go? You went to the doctor's yesterday.
So, went to the doctor's yesterday.
Yeah.
Update on the spider bite. So, the doctor put a big circle, traced the redness and the swollenness on my leg. And she said, look, if the redness, obviously, in the swelling continues and it goes outside what we've circled, then there's a high chance there's an infection and you'll have to come back and get the antibiotics. But for now, I want to give you this antihistamine I'm going to prescribe. And if it all works and goes well, it should subside.
And it has. Fine. There you go. So it's fine now.
Well, it's going down. It's still puffed up, but it's
still manky.
It's still not the prettiest to look at, but it's definitely...
Like, is it coin size now? Are
no.
Are we into 50 cent yet?
No, we're not even close to. But we're getting there.
Oh, good. Well, that's all good.
How was your night, Crevo?
Yeah, pretty good. Anything I had a really special? Chilled out yesterday.
Oh, good.
Like, day with the rain, just watched some Netflix and just took it easy, really.
I read a book. For the entire afternoon. Yeah, like, finished off a book.
Oh, that's
like,
good.
I was reading, I think, for 3.5 to 4 hours.
Jeez.
Because you've been saying, you know, I've got a fair few books in my library that need reading.
Let's knock one off.
Yeah, so. Well, that's good.
Oh, I have a big scandal to tell you guys about,
what?
Too. So, yesterday, when we went to the doctors, we went to Waratah shops there, right?
Yeah.
We went to go hit up Hot Dollar because, obviously... There's more Halloween decorations.
That's your favourite part of town.
It is. But anyway, we were there and we decided we'd go to Kmart just see what else they had in Halloween stock. When we were there, there were these two girls sort of acting a bit odd and near where we were. Anyway, I saw them shoving jumpers up their shirt. So then I was like, Ben, I think they're shoplifting. Ben and I stopped crime. We went and told the workers. And then when we were walking out, there was a police officer, told the police officer and alerted all the authorities. So I don't know what happened after we left, but stopped crime yesterday.
But how do you know? Because they weren't leaving the store.
Not yet, trying out
what it feels like to have a big stomach.
God, were you shoving jumpers underneath
what
you?
What a Karen.
No, they were... Whatever.
Katy Perry, Daisies right now. Up next, though, Crevo, we're talking about another man at a shop.
Yeah, this time...
Weird things.
This time, in his underwear and... Protective face mask only.
Jay, Maddie and Crevo, the Novos.
Right now it's time for I Can't Believe It.
Yeah, this is all because over in Wales at the moment, COVID, of course, they're trying to deal with that still, and their lockdown level has said that people basically need to stay at home unless they're buying non-essential items.
Fair enough.
Right, that's fair enough. This guy, apparently, though, the non-essentials, it's gone so far in supermarkets actually blocking off aisles in the supermarket. So, like, imagine you go down to Woolies. Oh, you can't even go down the biscuit aisle now because they're saying that's not essential. That's the level they're going to. Wow. So much so, they've got, like, a little clothing section in the supermarket. They're saying clothes aren't even essential. This guy's flipped it because he's like, I need some new clothes. So he's gone, right, if clothes aren't essential, I'm just going to go to the supermarket in my undies and face mask.
That's so odd.
So he's walking around with nothing but a face mask and his little tidy whities on.
That's someone... That annoys me.
Why?
Because it's just like, mate...
I know you like to be nude, Jade, but clothes are essential.
That's what I'd argue.
No, but he's just being a smarty pants. That's all he's doing.
But he wants a bit more, you know, he said at the supermarket, they should at least just unlock all the aisles at the supermarket. Well, he's not even going that far.
No, because obviously it's to stop people and deter people who just want to go out to get biscuits.
Imagine if that was you and an aisle was blocked and you could see what you really wanted.
Just right
meters
there.
Away, but you couldn't.
You just couldn't pick
You'd
it up.
You'd be filthy.
I wouldn't be filthy. I wouldn't care because I'd be like, oh, it's COVID.
Okay.
All right. Anyway.
I think this is a great story.
There's a
good
video of him getting about
you.
In his tidy whities if you want to see this guy. It's pretty funny.
What happened to him?
Nothing, really. They've just let him go.
Oh, good.
He hasn't caused any, like, broken any laws, so to speak. I guess he's still clothed enough.
What does he look like?
Here we go.
Would you rate him as a straight man, Crevo?
Any chance
little bit
for
on
a...
This, a little bit on this, like, beanstalk kind of look.
What does that mean, stringy? It's
really stringy.
Tall and stringy.
Yeah. What would you rate him, Maddie?
A good 8.
8?
Solid 8,
He's
yeah.
right up your alley.
Yeah.
A Welshman.
I worked there. Wow, there you go.
Extra special day.
True. Thanks, Crevo. Well, Lads versus Lasses is coming up after this. If you would like to play our ultimate battle of the sexes game, 131009, we ask the Lads female-based questions and we ask the Lasses male-based questions. And the guys are ahead, girls. So 131009, let's get the win this morning.
25 gold stars for the Lads, 24 for the Lasses. On offer today, a great Aussie movie pack.
Oh, nice one.
We've put some treats in there as well for you. When good I say treats, I mean a packet of Tim Tams.
Yummy.
Good for the wet weather.
Yeah.
And watch a movie at home.
Perfect. If you want to play right now, 131009.
Jade, Maddie and Creezo, the Novos.
Lads versus Lasses.
This is the ultimate battle of the sexes game. Guys and gals, give us a call on 131009 because you want to represent your sex for the win this morning. The guys are in the lead on 25 and the girls, we're on 24. So 131009, we need a guy to play right now because we have Michelle who's ready to play.
That's right. Her dream date is with Tom Cruise and dream superpower is the ability to read minds. Good morning, Michelle.
Good morning.
Hey, Dale, how are you?
Hey, good, thank you.
Do you think you could deal with dating Tom Cruise, like with the whole Scientology thing? A bit weird, don't you think?
Oh, I never thought of that, but I was thinking more of the roast. Like, would you give up the Sunday roast for Tom Cruise? And I was like, hell yeah.
What's a Sunday roast?
Like dinner.
Yeah, dinner, the Sunday roast.
Oh, I thought that meant you were talking about something else, but sorry.
Oh, yeah, I bet you were.
Well, then that's why. Michelle. All right, let's do this. On offer, an Aussie movie pack. Do you have a man in your life, Michelle?
I do not.
You do not? Okay, well, you can watch these movies alone and eat the chocolates we've added, so that's okay. Question number one for you is, which of the following Weber charcoal barbecues is the largest? Is it A, the Ranch Kettle, B, the Smoky Joe, or C, the Summit Kettle?
Oh, Summit sounds big. I'll go with number one.
Number one is incorrect.
Ranch Kettle.
You say that now. Okay, question number two, Michelle. Which of the following competitions are not an official part of the Summer X Games? A, skateboarding, B, BMX biking, or C, Xbox Fortnite tournament?
Xbox Fortnite tournament?
That would be correct.
Yay!
Oh, good work.
One on the board. Okay, question number three. What does W-O-W stand for in video games? Name of a game.
Name of a video game.
A name of a game. War of Worlds? Worlds? War of Worlds?
World of?
Of World of Wars.
Sorry.
Warcraft.
1 point on the board, Warcraft. Michelle.
Come on,
Dan. It
doesn't work like that.
Yeah, no. Well, 1 point on the board. Hold the
close
line.
Close only counts.
We do have a lad.
In grenades. Hey, Darren, how are you going? Hello, Darren. Darren loves Seinfeld. George is his favourite character, and he also loves dogs. Welcome to the show, Darren.
G'day, mate. How are you?
Excellent. All right, question number one for you. Now, you do need two questions to take out the win, only two. Chappelle Corby wants which actress to play herself if a movie was made about her life? Is it A, Lindsay Lohan, B, Cara Delevingne, or C, Jennifer Aniston?
I'll have a shot of the dark in this one, mate. I'll say Jennifer Aniston.
Oh, no, sorry, it's Lindsay Lohan.
Bow, bow.
Unfortunately not right. Okay, you're still in it, though. Here we go. Question number two. Who is Cameron Diaz married to?
Oh, yeah,
pretty famous bloke.
Are you Googling? No, I think it's time to pull the pin.
Unfortunately not. It's Benji Madden. All right, you are still in this, because if you get this next question right, we go to a coin toss, all right? True or false, Lady Gaga has a cameo in the movie Mean Girls?
True.
No, false.
Sorry, mate.
Way before Lady Gaga's
time. Michelle,
you won.
You won,
Michelle!
Congratulations.
Yes, Jay. Oh, yeah, go the girls. Woo! Woo, Jay.
Yes, look at us. Girl power.
Oh, that's awesome. I'm so happy. Fast girls.
Hey, Michelle, Crevo's going to drop them over to your house.
Absolutely
after
not.
Okay. Awesome, Crevo. You know I've been hanging to see you. Come on now. Yeah.
You actually have to pick them up from the station.
Oh, but when you're here, just ask for us. We'll come out and say hello.
Of course we will.
Thanks, Michelle. Thank you.
Jay, Maddie and Crevo, the Novos.
Across Newcastle.
Across Newcastle.
Are you ready?
This is
Jay, Maddie and Crevo. The Novos.
Guys, a homeowner has woken up to find an unknown man asleep on his couch after a big night on the town.
Jeez.
Very strange. Called Dylan Jacobson posted pictures of the sleeping man on the Bondi Loop Facebook page on Sunday morning. So basically, he's knocked on his door 5 o'clock, found that it was open. He accidentally left it open, didn't lock it. The guy's wandered into his house and just fallen asleep on the couch. Now,
just
what a
random.
Just a random person on the booze. Now, that is so weird and scary. You need to lock your doors. People that don't lock their doors, I think, oh, you're just so crazy.
What are you doing?
You've got it coming, don't you, really?
Well, it's true. He's posted the picture and he's like, what should I do with this guy? I love the comments that have come through. One guy says, have breakfast ready for him when he wakes up. Another says, light some candles and kneel over him praying. And my favourite is, welcome him in female underwear and say, thanks for last night. Still in response. But it got me thinking, 13:10:09 this morning, we're after your intruder stories.
Yeah,
so
this is
when
great.
You found someone in your home that just should not be there, because it could be scary.
Absolutely.
It's happened to me a couple of times, but I haven't encountered them. I've had people like rummage through my apartment when I've been asleep.
Jeez.
So scary stuff to know that, you know, that people would do that.
Extra points if you met the intruder.
And or chased them.
Yeah.
Have you guys had people in your house before?
No.
Unwanted guests?
Not in my house.
No, I've been lucky there.
It's all happened to a couple of mates before. Scary stuff.
It is. Well, 13:10:09, your intruder stories.
Jay, Maddie and Crevo, the Novos.
We're after your intruder stories. Yeah, a man in Sydney, Bondi to be exact, has woken up with a drunken man asleep on his couch. The guy has wandered into his house after he left the door open. Big night out on the booze. He's just found whatever couch he could and just crashed out. I've been there. Haven't done that. I've fallen asleep in a park before, but...
Oh, Maddie. Yeah.
When you're very tired, you just got to lay your head down to rest.
God, to be young, but intruder stories, it happens a lot. I remember when I was about 19 years old, I lived in a five-story apartment building and I lived on the fifth floor.
Mm-hmm.
And
top floor penthouse.
No, well, it wasn't the penthouse, but it was the top floor. Anyway, I always used to leave my lounge room sliding doors open because... Five floors up.
Yeah.
There's no chance you would think someone would break into your house.
Yeah.
Woke up one morning, my brand new MacBook gone.
Oh,
so someone has scaled the building to get through my sliding doors and just walked out the front.
The Spider-Man of Sydney.
It'll happen. Well, 13:10:09. Good morning, Jessica.
Hi, good morning.
Hey.
Hi.
So tell us about your intruder story.
We have a system that connects to our phone, so we get notifications when there's motion detected. And we were actually in hospital with our little girl who was very sick at the time, and our phones kept going off. So we had a look and we watched as this man kind of walked up to the house, and we thought, well, it could be someone doing some door knocking or something at the time, and then he disappeared.
Mm-hmm.
And we were watching and we got quite concerned, and we thought he'd gone into the house, so we called the police and they arrived, and sure enough they called us from the house and said that the front door had been broken open, and they asked obviously our permission to go inside, and we said, well, yes, go in and see if he's in there. He'd actually then gone through the back door and jumped over the fence.
Wow.
And
so he escaped.
Sorry?
He escaped then.
He did, but they did eventually catch him because we had it all on camera.
Well, yeah.
Oh, how good's that?
It's so important to have good security cameras.
Yeah, it really is.
100%. It's the only reason that he really got caught, because he didn't leave any fingerprints.
Wow.
Or anything on the door, but they caught him because they watched. As
how scary. That must have freaked you guys out for a long time after.
It really, really got to us because I had just... Well, she was only 4 months old at the time, so... And a lot of the time I would be inside the house and the house would look completely locked up because she would be asleep or something.
Yeah.
So they had no idea whether I was home or not.
Yeah,
far out.
Just, makes you think.
Just quickly, how's your daughter now? Is she okay?
So she's actually 2.5 now, and I've just had our second little bubby who's laying asleep on me.
Oh, congratulations.
Thank you. She's only 10 days old.
Oh, my God.
What's her name?
Harper.
Harper, beautiful.
That's really cute. Oh, well, congrats. I hope it's all going well for you.
Yeah, it's going really well.
No, good stuff. Thank you, Jessica. Appreciate that.
What a story.
Hey, a couple of comments from the Facebook page, guys. Natasha says, a man broke into my house a few years ago. My 14-year-old daughter awoke to him touching her on her face.
Oh, my God.
Police did prints, but didn't pull anything. The man was found around the corner wearing exactly what my daughter described, but because he didn't admit to it and they couldn't get prints, he got away with it.
That's ridiculous.
Imagine that. Isn't that your worst nightmare? A man touching your face in the middle of the night.
That's creepy.
That's a hard no for
me. Creepy.
Bloody hell, yeah. Another one says, sure have. They stole our TV, but also did something really odd. Ate everything in our fridge before they left. Hey, when you're hungry, you're hungry.
Oh, well, we've got What's the Goss next with Jackson.
Yeah, Borat's happy birthday message to Katy Perry. It's interesting. I'll play the audio. Also, too, is Wendy Williams the next Ellen?
Wow.
Yeah, she is.
Jay, Maddie and Creezo, the Novos.
Stop taking pictures of yourself. Your sister's going to jail.
The Novos.
I gotta testify.
All the latest goss from Hollywood and around the world.
What was the reason?
Coronavirus!
But it's not meant for everybody.
Miley, what's good?
That's why you use auto-tune and I don't.
This is the Novos.
I'm really happy for you. I'm let you finish.
Goss.
This is where we get the latest goss with producer Jackson, and oh, today is such a treat.
Yeah, so Wendy Williams, we all love her, right?
Of course.
She's been showing up to her show a little bit drunk, apparently. So it's alleged. Fans are concerned because of this kind of behaviour.
And the two houses aren't far from his mansion. Since he's rich forever, to me, he's got a lot of mansions. Adele. Hotel. Fans were really mad about her for not performing. tell President Trump, don't be afraid of Cornova.
That's what you're trying to say, coronavirus.
Yeah, that was a classic.
Yeah, so one of her DJs actually walked away from the show, and this is going the direction that Ellen's went, and a fan actually said that she's drunk all the time, she treats her staff bad, that's probably why he left, and he confirmed that on Twitter. He said, yep, and it's all going to come out, it's not going to end well for Wendy, he feels sorry for the workers and the victims, have a blessed day.
Jeez.
Yes.
Holy dooly. Which talk host is next?
Oh, do you know like what, that. Though? Do you really expect these people to be nice people?
No.
Like, why do we always have this...
Wendy Williams at least doesn't pretend to be.
Yeah, like, why do we set this bar for celebrities that they must meet? You know, if they're not nice people, hate them. I mean, the world's full of people that aren't nice.
The thing with Ellen, though, is she built her brand... on being the giving stuff away to
That's
people
true.
Being nice person.
Wendy, not so much. Though.
Wendy Williams' brand is farting in front of
and
guests.
Trolling celebrities. Yeah, I think she's fine.
I don't know. Different.
She has responded to being drunk on air. She says, while I'm not perfect, I'm also not a perfectionist.
So well, there there's no doubt about that. That's why she hooks into a salad halfway through a show.
I love the Wendy Williams show.
She's
it's
just
great.
Loose, isn't
That's
she?
A show I want to watch. Like, it's not good. Ellen pretending to be a nice person. I want to see drunk Wendy eating a salad in the show.
Yeah, I actually can't wait for the drama to unfold. Moving on to Katy Perry, because she just turned 36, and it coincided with the release of the new Borat film. Have any of you seen that yet?
No, not yet. Is it good?
I haven't seen it. I want to see it, though. He's putting little statues around Australia. Have you seen them? Little, they're, like, huge. They're the size of cars.
No.
Amazing.
Yeah, in the release.
Well, Crevo made a great point the other day. Amazon marketing money.
Yeah, they got money coming out the wazoo. The guy is one of the rich. Like, you got to remember, Jeff Bezos, divorced, still the richest man in the world, after he gave half away.
That's true.
Like, that's the next level money.
Yeah, well, we all haven't seen it yet, so the marketing's probably not working. Borat, though, has wished Katy Perry a big happy birthday, and he's referenced that photo of them, was it canoeing or stand-up paddleboarding where Orlando Bloom was naked?
Yeah.
Do you remember that?
Yeah.
That's what the birthday meant.
Yak Shamash, Katy Pepsi. I was planning on going sailing in Florida, and so I make internet searching of Orlando water sports. But instead, Mr. Google sent me a photograph of your husband with his mouth. He have a very good one. It must be nice to see Orlando bloom. You will have a very nice birthday.
I had to cut it there because it gets a bit dirty. So that's Borat's happy birthday message to Katy Perry.
Oh, good on him.
Can we just, from now on the show, call her Katy Pepsi?
Katy Pepsi.
That's highly entertaining for me.
Damn, I've already played her song today.
Damn it.
Thank you, Jackson. Hey, news time up next here at New FM, and we'll be making another Anaconda Cash call after 8 o'clock.
Jay, Maddie and Creezo, the Novos. The moment has arrived. Across Newcastle.
Relax. Open your mind.
All right, let's get started.
Come on.
Another day is kicking off.
You guys feel that?
Hell yeah.
And the Novos are about to throw open the mics.
Go! Let's go.
And get things started.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
This is
Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo. The Novos.
I think I've found Newcastle's unhappiest man.
Oh.
So, we're just chatting off air about this. So, my local Bottle-O, right? There's an old man in there, and you can tell that he's been the guy that's worked there for like 25, 30 years.
Without a holiday?
Without a holiday ever. Every time I go in there, I feel like I've done the wrong thing. Like, he's so bitter and angry. I feel like I've done the wrong thing. I go in there like a few weeks ago, and I only felt like one beer. I just wanted a beer of an afternoon. I didn't want to buy a six-pack.
Yeah,
you know,
totally fine.
There's a single price next to the six-pack, and I mean $8 to $10 single
like
beer.
Like a nice craft beer.
Mm-hmm.
I go in there, and he goes, I pull it out from the fridge. Then I just hear, like, what have I done now? I go, mate, just that one. He goes, you had to break the six-pack, didn't you? I'm like, yeah, well, you've got a single price there.
Yeah, he's a
such a punish.
He's a real bitter. I know the one you're talking about because I've taken Maddie there a couple times and I've gone in.
He's a real bitter old.
He's so bitter and angry, and it's really funny because you just have digs at you sometimes.
Yeah, it's like
you're
a lemon.
You're like, what? Just should not be working in customer service. It's
he's in the wrong industry as well.
Yeah, and
saying.
You feel like you're being watched the whole time too, like you're going to steal.
Anyway, angry shop assistants, they're a thing.
They do exist.
Certain
things. Sorry for giving you business, mate.
Yeah, sorry for... Yeah, oh, you don't like money. Is that what it is? Is it? Do you want me to never come back here? Because I'm really considering it right now.
Well, I don't like creepy crawlies, I've decided, because obviously you guys know yesterday gave you the update. I got bitten by a... by a redback or a white tail. We're not sure. I don't think it's... It might not have been either now. I don't know. Went to the doctors yesterday. Got some antihistamines. It's finally going down. Thank goodness. But we thought we'd put this on our Facebook page. Have you been bitten by a creepy crawly and what happened? It actually went off. One of these comments, Candace wrote, white tail on my leg. It finally exploded after weeks of festering after
exploded.
I'd gone swimming in salt water one afternoon. Oh. Grossest thing ever.
Oh, my God. So that is disgusting.
We want to know on 131009, have you been bitten by a creepy crawly and what happened? There's some horrific stories on our Facebook page.
Oh, my God. Jesse, got bitten by a bee on my at school once. Oh. Absolutely horrific.
I bet.
Definitely.
That would have hurt.
Jade, Maddie and Creepo, the Novos.
We're after your creepy crawly bite stories.
Jade, Maddie and Creepo.
And we put this on our Facebook page and it went crazy. Before we hit the phones, I've got to read a couple of these out. So a vet said she got bitten by a mozzie in Bali and she scratched it, which then got it infected. It turned into a golden staph infection, had a 3 centimeter by 3 centimeter wound behind her knee for 3 months that needed twice a day, like packing.
Jeez, that's
full on.
Because it sort of looks a bit like y'all in the photo, doesn't it?
Very similar. That's why I'm not sure
I'm reckoning you got bitten by a mozzie.
Could have been. this poor lady, Kay, says she's been bitten twice by whitetail spiders. Once when she was 25, took 2 years to heal.
Oh, my
and
God.
And in 2018, she got bitten again. And she said it's just nasty. It'll still flare up. What? It'll still get itchy.
Stop breeding white-tailed spiders as pets. It's not working for her. No, obviously
look
not.
At that. I was going to say.
People have posted the most horrific graphic
that
photos
like
of their wounds.
That looks like a gunshot wound.
Oh, that's disgusting. Look at this one.
They all look like gunshot wounds.
I actually didn't realise spider bites could do that much damage. Yeah. If you've got time, head to our Facebook page at New FM and check
it
out.
Gross yourself out.
No, it's good to. Good to know, education.
All right, Kez, how you doing?
Good, how are you?
Doing really well. We are talking creepy, crawly bites. Tell us your story.
Oh, I was at my son's cricket game about 10 years ago, and a little bugger, one or two or three, I don't know how many, dropped out of the tree straight into my top, into my bra, got bit on both feet.
Oh, no.
And then it worked its way down into the top of my pants and on my waistband.
Oh, my God. So you had a couple of bee stings up top and then the bugs got involved and they got all over your body.
It was amazing. And the burning was that bad that it left like a raised birthmark the size of 50 cent piece on each boob.
Wow.
Jeez.
So
what did actually bite you?
A bee.
No,
it wasn't.
A spider. Oh.
Jeez. That's awful.
I know. Oh.
How long did it take you to get over these things?
Oh, I think it was there for about 6 months. It was just like the worst birthmark.
Six months, Jade. That's what you got to look forward to.
Jeez.
Lucky they didn't get you on the boobs, Jade.
Oh, well, I'm glad that it's all worked out for you and you're okay, but yeah.
Thanks, Kez.
Watch out for those spider bites, everybody.
Couple on the boobs. God, that's awful.
Yeah.
Hey, Gab, how are you?
Good. Yourself, guys?
Hey, doing good. What bit you and where?
I got bitten by a mosquito on the leg. And I was a kid, and of course kids scratch it and then they go off and play and don't worry about it. One morning I woke up just covered in spots from head to toe, like chickenpox spots. Turns out that the mosquito bite got infected and I actually got impetigo. So
what happens with that? Do you just get really sick or...?
It basically is super contagious, so I needed 2 weeks off school, I needed to be on antibiotics, and I had something that basically looked like a giant blueberry on my leg, which was the original source of it, which was that mosquito bite. I've still got scars all over my body from it as well, because each of those spots that you get, it breaks and it weeps, so that was like as an 8-year-old.
My goodness. Gabby, can you pronounce that condition again?
Infertigo.
I'm going to have to look that up because I've never heard of that before.
I've just had a look on Google. It looks really bad.
That looks horrific.
So do you know the stats on how often people catch that? Or
I think as a kid they get it quite often because it's really contagious. So if another kid has it and you've got an open wound, for example, a mosquito bite, and if you scratch it and you've been playing on playground, for example, that's all it takes for you to come down with it as well.
Jeez.
Now, there's something.
Well, good to
there's
know.
Something to be horrifically afraid of.
Yeah, thank you,
Gabby.
And that you're okay.
Oh wow, there you go. Let's move on, shall we?
Yeah.
Oh, that's enough of that for me. My stomach is weak.
But yeah, hey, check out the stories online. It'll blow your mind. Who ever thought creepy crawlies are that bad?
Yeah. Well, yeah. Were they ever good, Jade? Hey, up next, oh my God, Creevo, you missed out on the best fun last week. Jade and I went shopping together.
Yeah.
You know, I love our shopping trips.
Yeah, yeah, you do.
This one was fun because it was under an hour, which is my absolute favourite shopping trip with Jade.
I didn't torture him.
Oh, that's nice.
I kind of get bored when I go shopping, though. Like, I'm a bit fidgety because always just following Jade around. Let's look at this. Let's look at that. I'm like,
because
okay.
I like to look at everything and window shop. And whereas Maddie's, I've been shopping with Maddie before, and when he wants something, he goes, yep, that's it, done.
Yeah, grab
and
it and out the door.
He grabs it and he doesn't think, whereas I'm a procrastinator.
Yep, you really are. So basically, what's happened is to entertain myself on our trip to Big W last week, mm-hmm. I pretended to be Jade's husband in front people like in the store.
I love
this. And of course I play along.
Of course you did.
You loved it too.
So we're introducing two new characters to the show this morning, Mr. and Mrs. Mills. Couple from Broadmeadow. I'm going to tell you more about it next.
Awesome.
We do have audio of when it happened. Good old Jade, you rolled the tape.
Good job.
Jade, Maddie and Creevo, the Novos.
Hey, we're introducing some new characters to the show this morning.
Yeah.
So when I go shopping with Jade, it's always a really long process and it takes up several hours of my day. But we went shopping to Market Town the other day. We went to Big W. She needed to buy a few things and she's looking around. I get really bored really quickly.
Mm.
So I start like pretending to be her husband just for a lol.
Just for something to do. You often get dragged into these trips because you go, I need to do a bit of shopping. Don't have a car. Here's a free trip.
I just
to the
want a
shops.
Hot chook at Woolies.
Yeah.
You know, next minute, I'm looking at dog beds. So anyway, we're walking around Big W, and we arrived at the Christmas tree section. So I thought, all right, this is where we turn it on. I don't know what it is. I just want to see if I am passable as a straight man. If it's believable.
I think you do okay.
We've nicknamed our husband and wife team as the Mills family, which is the new FM target audience, the
Mr.
Mills family.
And Mrs. Mills.
So this is when we were looking at the trees to buy for Christmas at the Mills family home.
Can I get the white one? Honey, please, let's get the white one.
You have to get the
$10. You have to get
that one.
The $10 tree? It looks cheap.
Babe, that's all we need.
What are you going to say when my mother comes round and she looks at the tree and it's scarce?
Tell your mother to go and shove it. That's fine.
I'm not saying that's my mother.
That's totally fine. Look, see, just put these big, like, baubles. Like, get the big baubles. It'll fill it out.
Honey, what's it going to take to get the bigger tree?
There's a poor man stacking the shelves behind us.
Just listening to us.
Listening in, going,
you know
what
when you can
going?
T- Yeah, you know, when you can tell somebody's listening to your conversation, that was that guy.
You can tell because they slow down what they're doing. So they, you know, if they're stacking shelves, suddenly they're doing it much more slowly than they normally would.
Now, Mr. and Mrs. Mills have one child. And they're looking to have another.
Okay.
So Mrs. Mills was just bugging Mr. Mills yet again to buy her some more baby gear.
Well, I want to get the baby a present.
Babe, we've spent so much money. Like, I just got you a Bugaboo pram. What more do you want? I'm working like a dog here, you know?
Well, you're not working hard enough. Because, you know, what about the baby's room? We're going to theme it?
Babe, it's sleeping in our room.
It's not sleeping in our room because we're going to prepare for baby number two.
No.
At this point.
I'm not sleeping in front of the baby.
At this point, I'm like, I can't continue on this. She was getting filthier and filthier. I can't even play you the third bit because she was getting so X-rated. I thought, nah, I've got to draw the line here because people will start thinking we're like weird nymphs or something.
Well, you know what? They shouldn't be listening to us in the underwear section. That's all I'm saying.
At one point, I did think to myself, I thought, wow, people must think we're really crazy just talking out loud in the middle of the day.
I'm also thinking that.
I'll have a bit of fun, Creevo, you prude.
It's funny. I think you should continue this.
It's going to be a series, I think. We'll go to different shops and see if we can pull it off.
I think you should continue to see how many people you can convince you're actually a couple.
Yeah.
I like it as a bit of a challenge.
I don't want to waste the retailer's time.
My go-to. What do you mean? You do that every single time you go shopping. Can I just have a look at this one? I get weirded out, though. My go-to straight man words are, hey, babe.
Babe, that is so true.
Hey, babe. Hey, baby.
And you put on this accent. It's hey, like babe. A Sydney...
straight man voice?
A Western Sydney voice.
Well, that's where I'm from, Jade, so, you know, that's where I was born. Anyway.
Jade, Maddie and Creevo, the Novos. Across Newcastle.
Are you ready?
This is
Jade, Maddie and Creevo.
Jade, Maddie and Creevo, the Novos.
Guys, up next we are playing our favourite game, What's My Age Again? Now, this is very simple.
We say that about all of our games.
Well, they're very simple.
It's time for our favourite game.
Well, it's fun time of the week, right? 13:10:09, you get involved. We all guess what your age is by asking you a couple of questions. Very competitive around the team, this is.
Yeah.
Jade, you're currently on 3 points.
Oh, I suck at this game.
Maddie, ahead on 6. I'm on 5.
Yeah.
So 13:10:09, call up. Very simple. We'll ask you some questions, then guess your age. We think we're pretty good at it.
Jade, Maddie and Creevo, the Novos.
Time to play the Novos. What's my age again?
Jade, Maddie and Creevo.
The Novos, what's my age again?
Yeah, that's right. This is where, around the team, we compete to try and get as close as possible / guess your age correctly, purely by asking 2 lifestyle-based questions.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so the rules are, the closest to the age without going over gets a point.
Yeah.
That's right. Currently, the scores are Maddie on 6 points, I'm on 5, nipping at your heels there, and Jade on 3. Not very good at this game.
I'm not very good. Hopefully, today, maybe the day might change. The rain
weirdly,
might bring luck.
Also, you're the most competitive of the team.
I know.
By a long shot.
It irritates
you. You hate to lose.
Yeah. All right.
And you're losing.
Yeah.
First one, Jade. Here we go.
Amanda, good morning.
Good morning.
All right. So you've got the first question from me. Do you play video games at all?
Yes.
Yes. Okay, cool.
Okay. Well, follow up quickly. What game? What game?
Animal Crossing on the Nintendo Switch.
Switch. That says to me, middle-aged mum.
All right, next question for you from Amanda, Maddie.
What is your favourite show to watch on Netflix at the moment?
I think it's called Blind Dating.
Oh, okay. I know how old you are.
Okay.
Do you want to go first, Creevo?
All right, I'll take the first guess. I'm going to say you are 36 years of age.
Jade?
34.
I think you are 27 years old. Amanda?
No.
How old are you?
35.
35, which means...
Oh, that's me. I won.
Jade.
34.
Jade. Yes.
There you go.
Thanks,
one point.
Amanda.
One
star.
Jade.
Thanks for playing, Amanda.
Thanks for
Yay.
Playing. Love that.
All right. Next up on the roster here is Lauren.
Hey, Lauren. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Oh, going well, thank you. Okay. First question for you, Lauren. What phone do you own?
I've got an iPhone 11.
iPhone 11.
Oh,
so,
that was last model. Yeah, there's one that's now, 12's been released.
13, 12, something. Yeah, 11. All right, pretty good phone still. Pretty good phone.
Okay.
Right, fairly modern. All right, next question for you. When did you last chuck a sickie from work?
Never. I've never chucked a sickie.
Not one.
Oh, you're a hard-working lady.
Not unless I'm sick and I haven't had a sick day.
Yeah, of course. We're talking about fake sick days here.
No,
all right.
Never.
All right, I'm going to go in for the age guess first. I think you're 39.
I think you are 46.
I think you are 32.
40.
Yes, I win again.
Oh,
thank
my
you.
God. Jade, you're on fire
Another
today.
Another point for you, Jade. Thanks, Lauren.
Okay.
Never had a sickie. Never
Good
had
on
a sickie.
You, Lauren.
Good
That's job. Incredible.
Probably listens at work.
I've had a million sickies.
Don't we know?
Let's go to Sonia.
Hey, Sonia. How you doing?
Good morning. Awesome.
Hello.
Yeah, good morning to you too. All right, first question for you. What kind of car do you own?
RAV4.
RAV4. New one or old one?
It's metal. Not too
old, new.
Not
yeah,
too
like
old. So 5 years old or something?
You know, I don't really know.
Okay. Yeah. All right, you're that kind of car owner.
That's cool.
I've
all
got
right.
It. All right. So
question. I should say old age.
Yeah, can't remember.
No, true. That's a good point. All right. Last question. Which was your favorite TV? Sorry. What was your favorite TV show as a kid?
This will give it away. I don't want to say.
Was it Kimber the White Lion?
What? Who's watching
that? The Brady Bunch.
I know how old you are. You are 53 years old.
I think you're 46.
And I'm going to go with 50.
Oh, Jade, you won.
Oh.
51.
Oh.
51. Jade again.
Clean sweep. Look at that.
Unbelievable. That puts Jade...
I'm in the lead on six.
No, you're tied with Maddie on six.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah. Enjoy your day, Sonia. Thanks for calling.
Thanks, Sonia. Wow, they were great callers.
Damn.
Wow, I said a clean sweep. That's incredible. I told you it was because it was raining.
I reckon Jade's called her mates and said...
Yeah.
Call up.
No,
just say whatever age I say.
Actually, go two over just so it looks like it's not cheating.
No, it's because the ladies all stick together.
Oh, yeah. Hey, up next, we're doing a round of Love It or Loathe It. I'm getting Crevo and Jade's thoughts on today's daily topic, and that is haggling.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo, the Novos. I don't care. New FM. Love it. Or loathe it. Loathe it.
Yep, getting Crevo and Jade's thoughts on today's daily topics. First one is haggling.
3, 2, 1, go!
Love it.
Love it. We're
Definitely.
Talking haggling down the price.
Exactly right. Yeah. At shops, in anywhere. Basically.
I believe in haggling. It's not even... Haggling's the wrong term for it. It's negotiating a deal.
Exactly.
Doesn't sound
no,
as bad.
If I'm buying something, I'm asking for a discount.
Yep. Me
you
too.
Don't ask,
on every
you don't
item.
Yeah. Oh, not every. At Coles.
Where do you draw the line, Crevo? Coles and Woolies?
I probably wouldn't ask there because you probably won't get.
I would. Only if it's like.
Like you're buying a bag of bananas. Can I have one for free? No, you can't do that.
You can't do that. But if there's like, if there's a product and it's damaged.
You know
then
what
I
that just says
can.
To me? Jade is happy to ask for a discount at Coles and Woolies.
Yeah, I am.
You probably press your finger into the banana so you get a discount.
I don't do that. I've asked for a discount at Kmart once.
This can's dented. Where?
Now,
oh, I just dropped it.
The reason I bring this up, I am absolutely mortified this morning. Jade comes into work and she goes, guys, I went to Hot Dollar the other day.
Oh, yeah, one of those discount shops.
Mm. And I wanted to buy a Halloween decoration. It was like a skeleton, big thing as tall as you, and they wanted $100 for it. And you had the audacity to ask a Hot Dollar store for a discount. Now, that
the
is
poor
a
teenager
that
working
is a
the
new
till.
Low.
It's not a new low. It's what we're 4 days out of
a hot
Halloween.
Dollar store. A hot
They're
dollar
probably
store.
Not going to sell one that big. $100 on a giant
skeleton.
Oh, like,
yeah, the
skeleton.
Week before Halloween.
That's the
Jade,
time they will
they
sell
won.
It.
No, I don't think so.
I think if you went in there the week after Halloween, you'd be in with a shot.
Well, look, it doesn't matter. I tried to heckle them for a discount.
What did she say?
She said that
Get
price
stuffed.
Is non-negotiable, basically. And I said, okay. And I didn't buy it.
It's the shop, though. It's, you can't go into a hot dollar shop and ask for a discount.
Yes,
I feel
you
like
can.
That's just a sin against nature.
Well, I said, I don't know if you're going to
so
sell it.
Cheap, though.
I said to her, look, sorry, I said, look, I don't know if you're going to sell it before Halloween, but is what's the best price you can do?
You know
do?
What you should have done?
What?
Left your number. And then you say, like, the night before, if it still hasn't sold, give us a call.
Okay.
I'll pay this.
Great advice from Daddy Haggle over here.
Thanks, Crevo. That's
a
good tip. Well, you know, let's be realistic. Do they want to sell it, or they want to put it in the storage shed for another year?
That's, like, gives them the best chance then, because they can sell it all the way up till Friday night, and then you'll come round Saturday morning.
You're just mortified because you're like, oh, everything's $1 or $2. Not everything. It was $100.
It's a cheap shop, Jade. You're stripping the meals off their table. Or you're taking their profit margins.
Look, I think they're doing okay.
They can do it right, those kind of shops.
Oh, yeah.
Jade, Maddie and Creepo, the Novos.
Across Newcastle.
Relax. Open your mind. All right, let's get started.
Come on.
Another day is kicking off.
You guys feel that?
Hell yeah.
And the Novos are about to throw open the mics.
Go!
Let's go.
And get things started.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
This is
Jade, Maddie and Creepo.
Jade, Maddie and Creepo. The Novos.
HappyMobileCafe.com.au. If you want coffees at your work today, give the guys a call. They are
good.
Very delicious, very delicious.
It'll warm you up.
Mm-hmm.
And right now, we are getting prepared to call the Anaconda call, basically.
The Anaconda cash call.
The Anaconda cash call. So if you head to newfm.com.au now, you can register your details. And if we call you back, you've got to answer the phone with I Love New FM. For your chance to score $5,000 worth of outdoor furniture and camping gear.
Yeah, and if you do answer the phone with that, just because, we're going to give you a $50 Anaconda gift card to spend
straight
on anything
up.
You like. Straight up, Crevo.
How
I mean,
that?
Very good. And the odds are good on this, to be honest. I mean, $5,000 worth of camping and adventure gear before summer. Incredible.
Get
Bennett
on
Screen,
the standby list.
The grand opening of Anaconda Bennett Screen this Saturday, guys.
Very exciting.
Jade, Maddie and Creepo, the Novos.
It's time to make the very first Anaconda cash call for the day.
Anaconda Bennett Screen grand opening this Saturday.
Play more, pay less.
UFM's
Anaconda Cash Calls.
Now you can go, Jay.
This is great. Because basically, if you jump online, you register your details at newfm.com.au. If we give you a call and you say, I love New FM, you're on the standby list for your chance to win $5,000 worth of outdoor adventure and camping gear. All thanks to Anaconda at Bennett's Green. They've got their massive grand opening coming up. It's going to be huge.
This Saturday. And if you do answer the phone, we're going to give you a $50 Anaconda gift card to spend on whatever you like.
Straight up, just for saying I love New FM.
Yep, new reel, new rod.
Okay, shall we make our call?
Whatever you want.
They need to answer within five rings.
Nothing like a big
call. Oh, really?
Calling Mayfield this morning.
Oh.
Five rings.
Good part of the world.
Yeah, you love Mayfield.
I do.
Well, you live there, of
Mayfield
course.
Mayfield represent.
Here we go.
Fingers crossed.
We're dialing Adrian.
A lot of cafes in Mayfield now.
Here we go. Two. Three.
Thrice.
Four.
Oh, come on. Five.
Club New FM.
Oh. Yeah, you do, you mad weapon.
Jeez, you had us on a cliffhanger.
Adrian, one more ring, brother. You would not be in the draw and you wouldn't be walking away with a $50 Anaconda gift card, my friend.
Awesome.
Oh, good
Too
stuff,
easy.
Man.
What were you doing just now?
I was in a meeting with work and I've just hit mute and no caller ID and yeah, there you go.
Ran outside.
Amazing.
That's what you got to do.
Always put self-interest above the workplace.
100%.
I love it.
No one will look after number one like yourself.
$5,000 worth of gear, man. Like, that is an incredible prize. Are you an outdoors type of guy?
Absolutely. Yeah, yeah. I'm just getting a Ranger this week from Costa's and, looking forward to decking it out.
So, oh, nice.
It's a great opportunity.
Imagine you get the $5,000 and the Ranger.
And a discount for just saying Costa's.
2020 looking like a good year for you.
Absolutely. Yeah, no, this is the best news I've had all week.
So, all right. Good stuff. Well, fingers crossed, man. You're in
welcome.
The draw.
Thanks for listening, man. We really appreciate it. Another chance to take our call, I guess, after 11 o'clock today. You can still enter newfm.com.au.
Jade, Maddie and Creezo, the Novos.
Now, guys, I was watching NBN News last night, and you might have seen the footage overnight of on the Central Coast, the taxi driving through that floodwater.
No, I haven't seen this.
I haven't heard about
people
this either.
People are absolutely up in arms in this, and I think they're well in their rights to be angry about this. So, obviously, there were massive floods in the Central Coast over the last couple of days.
And it's up over the bonnet.
It's literally up over the bonnet. So, this taxi driver, just to paint the picture for you, it's almost like, you're right, it's about 1.1 metres high, this floodwater.
Crazy.
So, obviously, the SES, which has been absolutely inundated with calls over the last few days, over 700 calls since Friday. So, you know, obviously, they always try and advise locals to be smart, use your bloody heads, and don't drive through floodwater. How many times have you seen this go wrong?
Question, was there passengers in the car?
No passengers
just
in the
him.
Car.
Okay.
So this taxi driver's literally driven through the floodwater. It's just maybe like 20 centimetres under the window of his car. And this just really blows my mind. Because are we really that dumb?
That guy obviously is.
Look, I know how easy it is for that to happen because he might have misjudged the water. You know, if you've never driven through floodwater, it's sometimes...
There's never a time to start.
Yeah, but sometimes you think, oh, it's not as deep as it is. It's very deceptive. So I actually have an open mind to people who
Well, that's
do.
A really silly thing to say.
If you,
I don't care, but it can happen.
If you can't see the road, just don't drive in it. Basically.
Well, there was a van that drove before me once.
Just because somebody else does. Just because somebody else does, it doesn't mean you should. So let me just educate you for a second, Jay.
No, don't be smart ass.
I'm not. No, but that's a really dumb thing to say because you should never, ever drive through floodwaters. It takes 15 centimetres, only 15 centimetres of water to cause some damage. So, you know, there's absolutely no time. There's never a time you should drive through floodwater.
Yeah, well, sometimes people do because it's deceptive.
13:10:09 this morning, though. What we want to do, open up the lines. Should this guy lose his license? Because I think he should absolutely lose it in an instant. This is wasting people's resources, their time. The SES is busy enough without some clown cabbie driving through floodwater that's up to his windows.
Nah, I mean, I think he's learned his lesson.
I don't think he should lose his license.
Well, what do you think should happen to him in this instance? Because, I mean, it's shocking.
Yeah.
Don't drive through floodwater. Are we really at that? Are we really having this conversation?
Yes.
Look, he shouldn't drive through floodwater, but like, he's already going to lose his car for that.
He got through it. I mean, it was a little bit damaged.
Is this because you're an avid taxi rider? And
No. It's just common sense, you know. I'm getting... No, you know, you don't have to drive a car to realise that that's just really dumb. A dumb thing to do.
Absolutely. All right, should we take some calls?
Yeah.
We've got some calls here. All right, let's go to this one. Hello, New FM. Who's this?
Hi, it's Helen. How are you guys?
Good.
Hi, Helen.
What do you think about this taxi driver? Do you think he should lose his license?
I think he's a D-head. I don't think he should lose his license, but I think he should be fined.
Oh, that's a good option. Yeah.
And a couple of points. You know, he needs to learn that, you know, it's common knowledge. We know that you don't even test it. Like, I wouldn't even, if I wasn't sure of the depth, I wouldn't even bother. Like,
yeah,
it's just
exactly.
Stupidity. Absolute stupidity, and I think you should just be fined and lose some points.
Thank you for your call, Helen. That's
I like
a
that.
Good decision there. Good comment. Michaela, hello.
How you going?
Hey, Michaela.
How are you?
Do you think that this taxi driver should lose his license?
I definitely think he should lose his license. Like, I'm a local to that area. I've moved up to the Hunter in the last couple of years.
Welcome.
Yeah, thank you. It's actually in Narara. Now, that road floods. It's going to the creek.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Floods are the light sprinkle. There's been a lot of accidents that happen there.
Mm.
Everyone knows you don't drive through those floodwaters.
Yeah.
And well, being a taxi driver, you should know the area, too.
Well, it wasn't just him. There were several others.
Like, that's just crazy talk to me. Like, he could have been washed straight off into a creek, you know.
Yeah.
That's horrific for not only everyone that's watching, but himself. He could have lost his life. He could have injured other people.
Also, it puts the SES, the people that go and respond to these sorts of accidents, he puts them at risk as well. Because, you know, they're putting themselves in harm's way. Thank you for your call, Michaela. One more?
Yeah,
Brad.
Let's settle this.
How are you, Brad?
Morning.
Good.
What do you think should happen to this guy, mate? Do you think his license should be taken off him or maybe some demerit points? What's your take on it?
Yeah, demerit points and a fine and a reprimand on his taxi license.
Yeah. I mean,
he should have a thing, I don't know, some kind of note on his license, on his...
In case he does stupid stuff again,
on his record,
then he could maybe lose it. Right, okay, so
like
something in between.
Warning.
Yeah, warning. Okay,
thanks,
fair
Brad.
Enough. Because if he's a serial floodwater driver, that can't be happening.
I just want to finish this off by repeating some of the SES
advice. Get on your soapbox.
Yeah,
come
yeah,
on.
It's
yeah,
all
yeah,
right
like
for
get
you
it,
too.
Get it out.
The non-driver.
The state
right.
emergency... You know what? You guys are on the wrong side of this debate, guys, honestly.
Just having a fun,
the State Emergency Service says, don't drive, ride, or walk through floodwater. Keep clear of creeks and storm drains. If you are trapped by flash flooding, seek refuge in the highest available place and ring 000 if you need a rescue. Be aware that runoff from rainfall in fire-affected areas may behave differently and be more rapid. It may also contain debris such as ash, soil, trees, and rocks. And that's the other thing to note. You don't know what's underneath... The
very
water,
true.
You know,
very
like,
true.
Especially when it's that deep.
Absolutely.
Anyway, there's my soapbox done. I just thought it's just infuriating.
Yeah, absolutely.
Don't drive through the floodwater, you clown.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
Bum, bum.
Yeah, that deserves one. Here we go.
There we go.
Thank you. I feel better.
Good, I'm glad.
It's on a Doolittle pet psychic up next. And
Jade, Maddie and Creepo, the Novos. Across Newcastle. This is Jade, Maddie and Crevo. The Novos.
105 minutes commercial free, kicking off next with Jackson. Hello.
Yo, good morning.
Hello.
Oh, yes, my fave.
Yeah, The Weeknd. I thought you'd like this, yeah. Maddie. Blinding Lights is in the playlist. Remember when Britney Spears tried to hand it acting? She covered this one for that movie Crossroads.
Oh, I loved that movie.
It was the worst.
I haven't seen it.
Yeah, you're lucky. Joan Jett, The Black Hearts, I Love Rock and Roll. Sergeant Slick, Gimme as well is in the playlist.
That's another song that exists.
What?
What was that?
Everything old is new again.
Isn't it what? It
really is. Hey, it's Newcastle's only block of ad-free music kicking off after us at 9 o'clock. Donna Doolittle, pet psychic, joins us next for a third outing on our show. And look, a little bit of skepticism around the team the last couple of weeks, but we'll see how she goes today.
Hey, she claims she's a real pet psychic, so...
Well...
I'm eager to know about... Because are
well,
you going to...
No. So, basically, my poor friend, his dog lost both eyes.
Honey.
But he's very upset about it, and he pulled out last minute, so...
Oh.
We've given another pet to Donna today.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
But understandable. Like, you know, he doesn't want to hear anything bad.
Yeah, no, that's fair.
You know, freshly, it's fresh. It's fresh, the poor family.
Yeah.
Anyway, Donna Doolittle up next.
Jade, Maddie and Creepo, the Novos.
Donna Doolittle, pet psychic, is here.
I've often wondered if the opinions of the animals can help us rethink our ways.
There is a pet psychic coming to this house.
Yeah, if you want a reading from Donna Doolittle, all you need to do is send a picture through to the New FM Facebook page or call Jackson on 13 1009 to register. Donna Doolittle, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Hello.
You're doing great.
I believe you're on holidays, Donna. How'd you manage that one?
Well, I
just sort of thought a little trip out into the country. We're in Carralbon Valley, which is a golf course. My partner's birthday's today, so he's about to go and have a hit of golf, and I was going to have a relaxing day, and all of a sudden I got this surprise text message, and I went, whoop!
Hey, but you're always ready to do a reading, aren't you, Donna?
Morning. As long as I haven't had some red wine the night before.
Like a cheeky Merlot, do you? Or a Shiraz?
Merlot.
It's good to thin out the blood.
Absolutely. They say a glass a day, isn't it?
Yeah,
it
keeps the doctor away.
All right. So Victoria from Wickham has sent through a picture of her cat, Max. Now, I believe you have the picture. A very cute cat, Max is. Tell us what you're picking up about Max.
Well, Victoria, thanks so much for sending in a picture of Max. If I had a dream cat, it would be Max. The question that you sent through was, does he love his life? And it was funny because the picture came through with nothing else to me. So in my panic to get back up to a quiet space, I was going, hey, Max, quickly talk to me.
Yeah,
of course.
And what I actually got from Max was that he really has a fantastic life. In fact, the words that he used was a privileged life. And I said, well, what does that mean? And when I felt into it further, it was like he feels that he's the king of the castle, and you, because I didn't even know who the human was his slave.
Oh, wow. So he's really lording it over his owners.
Or his servant. Now,
that's incredible.
You know, some animals, and obviously when you know, you just feel into them, they've got a whole emotional information that they send to me, but... You know, her question about loving his life, absolutely he loves his life, but I also feel he's got a little bit of a quirky personality, and that shines through in the relationship between Victoria and Max. And, you know, because when you have a look at him, the type of cat he is, you know, one would think he likes to be brushed and preened or groomed all the time.
But he absolutely doesn't.
And I get the feeling at times that it's like, don't touch me because you're not worthy of touching my parents like that. So I hope that message resonates with you.
Yeah, we'll pass that on. I'm sure she's listening.
Yeah, sort of how cheeky.
Sort of like, you know, he's got a bit of a superiority complex by the sounds of it.
Now, listen, I just wanted to touch back on the little dog that we spoke to last week. Was that Jackson's dog?
Yeah,
Henry.
Oh, Henry, that's right, because Henry popped up in my newsfeed this morning as well, and I was going, morning. Now, it's amazing, because your callers actually came over to my Facebook page, and they told me, because I got disconnected off the call, that Jackson's still considering getting another dog. And the message I just wanted to share with Jackson was, just check back in with Henry before you do rush out and do that, because, you know, you're taking away what he feels is some of the best times of his life, just being the... you know, the one and only in that family.
Wow.
Interesting.
Okay. So yeah. Really, Henry's really, you know, serious.
Against the idea.
Yeah, about not getting another dog in his life.
I sort of get that vibe from Henry.
I think it's, you know, often when you ask that question, or I ask the question of an animal, how do you feel about getting another family member? And they say no. But it's like us, I mean, you know, if you've got children and you said to your children, oh, mummy's going to have another baby, they go, no way, I don't want another one in my life. Like, it's going to take away. But it's over time when they start to look at the benefits or think of the benefits, that could completely change. And, I mean, that's the conversation that would need to be had with Henry of, look at all the great things that could change in your life. And he still says to me, actually, at this point, no, nothing can change.
So Henry's just totally stoked with his life, and that's why he doesn't want anything new going.
He doesn't want to share the toys.
Yeah.
I brought in a couple of rescue golden retrievers, and my dog's called Ajax, and he was like, what have you done? And still to this day, I have a rescue dog that's 15 and a half. And Ajax will not acknowledge him. He won't look at him. If the other dog comes near, he looks the other way. And they've been together for 6 years.
Savage.
So, you know, hurt for life.
It's like, this is my human. This is my mum. I don't want to share you. But if I have to, I'll just ignore you. So
There you go.
How interesting. There it is. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Donna. Donna Doolittle, pet psychic. Enjoy the rest of your holiday, Donna.
Yeah.
We really appreciate your time. And like I said, if you want a reading from Donna free on the air, hit us up on Facebook, send a message of your picture of your pet and a message or a question, and Donna will answer it on the show next week.
Well, we've got last calls coming up next. If there's anything you would like to have a chat to us about on 131009, give us a call, whether it's about creepy crawlies, if you've been bitten by something, maybe you've had an intruder in your home and you want to tell us about that, now's your chance.
Yeah, absolutely. 131009 is the number.
It's Jay, Maddie and Creepo, the Novos.
So your Halloween parties this weekend.
Yes.
God, I'm sick of you talking about it.
I know.
We're going, Jade. You've convinced us.
Good.
It's on. We don't need to be reminded again.
This weekend. I'm just excited. You know when you're a kid at Christmas time and you just want it to be tomorrow? You just want to wake up tomorrow and unwrap your presents? I just want it to be tomorrow, my party.
Crevo never cops it. I get messages all day about this.
I don't know.
So just chatting amongst ourselves this morning off air. Jade, I've never encountered somebody that has so many conditions when it comes to a party. Like, I don't want to go.
It was weird we had to sign a waiver before as well.
So the latest comment just then, oh, Jade, are you dressing the dogs up for Halloween?
Oh, fun, yeah.
Oh, no. So I'm actually putting them away. I don't trust anybody with my dogs. Like, if they can't understand my dogs have right of way, then that's their fault.
No, please tell the rest of the story. It's because one of my dogs in particular has a disability.
Like wobbly cats.
So the thing is, she doesn't get out of your way. You need to move around Myrtle. And if people are drinking and they don't, some people, you know, just don't love your animals as much as you.
Next rule. I don't want to do jello shots because, look, I'm not looking after drunk people.
I just, you know what? There's nothing that ruins a party more when you're trying to hold back someone's hair at the toilet bowl.
I've got a question.
Yeah.
What age were you when you last had a house party?
Ooh, probably 23.
It's been a long time between drinks.
I think you'll find things will be a bit different at this one.
You reckon?
Yeah.
Yeah, and I'll deal with my other thing as well. I took all the locks off the doors.
So nobody gets jiggy with it at the party?
In the room?
Yeah.
Here's the hot tip, Jade. It's not going to happen anymore at your age. What's the youngest person at the party?
Probably 23.
Oh, okay.
I think it'll be quite civilized.
It's mostly work people, isn't it?
Well, you just never know.
It's gonna be
people
civilized.
Have a couple, they get handsy, there's a bed in the other room. You just don't know. So, but I've got caution tape. I'm actually putting caution tape on all the doors.
All the bedrooms,
the things you think about, Jade.
Yeah, you've only brought this to about 60 degrees.
Wow. Anyways, it'll be fun.
It will be. There's going to be so many
stories.
Terms
and conditions apply.
Have you put the plastic on the furniture yet?
Not yet.
Can I sit down, Jade? No!
No!
Well, you can on this one.
Oh, that's
when
right.
When you sit down on it.
I did ban fake blood, and that was another thing, because I didn't want my couch getting ruined. It's leather.
Oh, that's comfortable.
Look what a lovely couch you have.
105 commercial free coming up next with Jackson.
Yo, all I can imagine is a Halloween party at Everybody Love Raymond's parents' house.
Yes.
See ya, David Guetta is coming up as part of 105 commercial free.
Awesome.
Sick.
Brian Adams as well. Sick.
Last time Jade used some cool terminology was 10 years ago as well. Sick.
Oh my God, cray cray. Are kids still saying that these days?
No, kids like you get ran out of the skate park these days.
Oh my God.
Clean Bandit TikTok as well.
YOLO.
Oh gosh.
Will you be in attendance, Jackson?
Oh yeah, I'm coming as the invisible man.
Are you coming as Casper the friendly ghost?
Yeah.
Was that Jackson? I don't think so.
Oh, no, he's here.
He's here.
I'll just have a recording of your voice on my phone and just play it randomly. I'm here, guys.
Oh, perfect. Good. He's still here. Oh, guys, it's going to be dynamite.
Hold on, ready? Isolate this. Oh, just over here, guys. Who wants a drink?
Stella.
Don't forget, we're making more Anaconda cash calls across your workday. Your chance to get in the draw for that $5,000 prize. We'll catch you next.